Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning bulletin. I am Matsina. History has been created on two fronts in the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. The Bharatiya Janata Party has secured overwhelming mandate in West Bengal for the first time, while debutant Tamilaga Vetri Kazhagam, or TVK, has emerged as largest party in Tamil Nadu after winning 108 seats in the first election, contested after its formation. Meanwhile, in other assembly elections, Assam and Puducherry have re-elected their sitting governments, whereas Kerala has voted for a new dispensation. In West Bengal, the BJP has won 206 seats to secure more than a two-third majority in the assembly, ending the TMC's 15-year rule. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee lost in the prestigious Bhabanipur seat to BJP's Suvendu Adhikari by more than 15,000 votes. For the first time since 1972, West Bengal appears set to be governed by a party that is also in power at the centre. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today is a historic and unprecedented day and expressed gratitude to the people and party workers of West Bengal, Assam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Addressing party workers at BJP headquarters in Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said the day heralds a new dawn for the nation and people have placed their trust in India's great democracy, politics of performance and trust in the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat.
पांच प्रदेशों की जनता ने पूरे विश्व को दिखाया है कि ये हमारा भारत मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी क्यों है. लोकतंत्र डेमोक्रेसी हमारे लिए सिर्फ एक तंत्र नहीं है, ये हमारी रगों में दौड़ता हुआ संस्कार है. और आज सिर्फ भारत का लोकतंत्र ही नहीं जीता है, आज भारत का संविधान भी जीता है.
Prime Minister Modi stated that BJP and NDA governments are in power in more than 20 states of the country, and BJP's mantra is citizen is God. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has extended congratulations to the BJP leadership on the impressive victory in the West Bengal Assembly elections. In a series of posts in social media platform, Mr. Ryo congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President Nitin Nabin, along with the party's West Bengal unit on the historic win, conveying wishes for a successful tenure ahead. He further congratulated Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and the BJP-led NDA coalition on their electoral victory in Assam. He further extended congratulations to the Assam Gana Parishad under the leadership of Atul Bora, wishing the new government sustained growth, good governance and wider opportunities for all. He also conveyed greetings to the UDF coalition on its victory in the Kerala elections, expressing hope for a successful term in office. He further congratulated the National Democratic Alliance on its victory in the Puducherry elections and wished N. Rangasamy and all elected representatives a successful tenure ahead, congratulating all elected members and successful parties in Tamil Nadu, especially the Tamilaga Vetri Kazhagam, under the leadership of Vijay. Mr. Ryo expressed hope that all stakeholders will work together in a spirit of cooperation to ensure stable and progressive governance. The Lotha Youth Hoho has intensified its drug-free campaign with fresh checking drives across Wakha district, a joint operation involving the Wakha Village Youth Organization, Longsa Youth, Nero Range Youth Organization and other youth bodies conducted yesterday led to a detection of a third individual, taking the total number of alleged offenders to three. Earlier, one individual was apprehended on May 3rd by the Wakha Village Youth Organization, while another suspect was identified on May 2nd by the Tsumang Youth Organization. The individuals identified as Pio Bemo, Mary Benny and Zuchilo have been each fined 50,000 and directed to leave Wakha by Friday. The Hoho said the restriction applies across all areas under its jurisdiction and urge authorities and the public to support the movement, while warning that any threats against task force members would be dealt with strictly. A two-day workshop on the development of assessment items based on the indicators of the National Professional Standards for Teachers, NPST, under Parag was conducted at SCERT, Kohima recently. Organized by SCERT Nagaland, the workshop was attended by officials from the Directorate of School Education, 8 District Institutes of Education and Training, and SERT. The workshop aimed to help participants understand the vision of National Education Policy 2020 with respect to teachers and their assessment, comprehend the structure, standards and performance indicators of the NPSD guiding document 2023, design high-quality, valid, reliable and bias-free assessment items aligned with NPSD indicators, and develop practical skills in item creation as part of continuous professional development. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.